7:08. The ACT has launched a new trial to give the families and peers of addicts access to a drug that can reverse the effects of an overdose. Naloxone, which is commonly known as Narcan, is used to revive people who've overdosed on opioids, such as heroin. In Australia, its use has been restricted to paramedics and medical professionals, but in the United States, it can be administered by friends and family. To be effective, Narcan needs to be given within minutes of an overdose, and harm minimisation advocates say lives could have been saved if a trial like this one had started earlier. But should people have the power within their own hands just to treat their own overdose? What would the effects of that be? I'm joined now by Tony Trimmingham, who's the founder of Family Drug Support. That's an organisation that provides advice and help to the families of drug addicts. And Tony started the organisation after his own son, Damien, died of a heroin overdose 14 years ago. He joins me now. Hi, Tony.
Good morning.
Your organisation's supportive of the trial. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, we're absolutely supportive. We've known about Narcan, of course, for many, many years. I think it's been around since the 60s. And we know that it has worked effectively in the United States and a lot of European countries. So we were pushing for a trial of this quite a long time ago. And this was further bolstered by a survey that we did amongst our members about 2 years ago, where 80% of them said they would actively use the substance Narcan or Naloxone if it was available, and that 80% of them also would be willing to be trained to use it effectively.
Does it have any impact, though, on the way that people approach drug use, knowing that they've got that backup there?
Well, I mean, I suppose that's the argument that naysayers often use. They said the same thing about the injecting room, that it would actually increase the use of drugs. In reality, with the injecting room particularly, and with the needle and syringe program, that hasn't actually happened. We deal with reality, and the families that we deal with, of course, are dealing with reality of injecting drug use all the time. So obviously there are people who are going to use drugs no matter what we do, and we believe that those families have a right to try and keep their loved ones alive and until they get to the point of wanting to do something about it.
So you don't think it'll operate as some kind of incentive or lack of disincentive to...
No, in fact... you know, usually the reaction when Narcan is used on people is that they get quite angry.
All right.
Because their hit and their enjoyment of the drug has been affected. Mm. And it's only really later that they realise that their lives have been saved and they're grateful for it. So I can't see just the fact that Narcan's available will make a drug user say, OK, well, I can use it with impunity now and I know I'm always going to be revived. If they still have to be in the right place where there's somebody who's got the substance. And, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of the Narcan will stay on the shelves as an insurance policy, and hopefully it won't need to be used. But in those cases, and I've known at least six of them personally, where somebody's died because it was too late for the AMBOs to get to them, those lives would be saved. And I think that's the reason that we welcome this, and we think it should have happened long ago, but better late than never.
You witnessed this sort of thing happening in the United States, a trial of this, is that right?
Oh, it's gone well past the trial stage in the United States. I think the trial was back in about 1998. So,
So how did it work? How's it working in the US?
Different states have different jurisdictions, but basically it's a prescribed medication. In most instances, a person who uses drugs or their family gets a prescription, and just as a supply of it on the shelf, it's not expensive, and in case it's ever needed, there it is. And there are three forms of using it. It can be injected intravenously, which is probably the most effective way. That does require some skill and probably should be left to medical people, but you can also inject it intramuscular. Very easy to do.
So you just get like it's like a syringe or something that you get in. You just stick it in basically anywhere.
That's right. And and there's even a nasal form now. And I don't think that's the one that's going to be trialled in the ACT. But
a nasal form,
more expensive.
Does that work?
Yes, it works.
Wow. Yeah,
absolutely. It's a bit more expensive, that one. So I don't know where we're at with that. But look, let's just see how this trial goes, and hopefully it'll spread to other jurisdictions because. It's a no-brainer. There's no negative side effects. Nobody gets a high on this drug. It's not something that anybody's going to be dependent on. It is purely a reversal of the overdose situation.
Tony Trimmingham, thanks so much for speaking to us. I'm going to watch this one with interest because it struck me as quite an incredible idea, but interesting also to reflect on the United States experience. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Tony Trimmingham, the founder of Family Drug Support, that trial in the ACT about to get underway.